ready.
Okay. I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on July 8th to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Now with introductions, my name is Chris Hooper, and to my left,
I'm Judy Perez-Siegel.
I'm Brad Evans.
And the county liaison?
Beatrice Martinez.
And the secretary?
Mallory Cristales.
Okay, and is there anybody else?
Steve DeMera, Clark County Conference of Planning.
Okay, what was your name again?
Steve DeMera.
Welcome. Okay, I think that's it. Okay, public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which is somewhere up front here, wherever you're comfortable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any members of the board wish to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. First order, item here will be move for the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which was on, when was
May
it?
May 27th.
May 27th. Oh, thank you. Yes, on May 27th.
I motion to approve.
I second.
Okay.
All those in.
Let's see.
All those.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next item here. Now we move for the approval of the agenda for today. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the agenda for today.
I second that.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approves. Next are the informational items. Do we have any informational items?
No informational items.
No informational items. Now we move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. Let me see here. VS-25-0460-LCR-3025 Highland LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Highland Drive and Westwood Drive and Edna Avenue and Capella Avenue, and a portion of a right-of-way being Highland Drive located between Edna Avenue and Capella Avenue within Winchester. Let's see. Is there anybody here representing that one?
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Jennifer Lazovich for the recording. That's L-A-Z-O-V-I-C-H. And I am here tonight actually representing both items. They are companion items, one and two. The location of this.
Can I pause you for just a moment? I need to read the second one, don't I? Yes, let me go ahead and read the second one real quick. DR-25-0459-LCR-3025 Highland LLC. Design review for a proposal, for a proposed EV electric vehicle parking lot on 1.23 acres in an industrial light zone generally located north of Capella Avenue and west of Highland Drive within Winchester.
Thank you.
Oh, sir, we're at the presentation stage. You'll have time to talk later. Sorry.
I'll try to show it so you guys can all see it. So it kind of sits right in the middle of Highland. The closest street is Capella. That's the closest street, cross street, I will say, to where this is. It's kind of interesting where it sits. There's not an immediate cross street right here or right here, but the closest one is Capella. The property itself is already master planned, business, employment. That's the blue color right here. As you can see, all of the buildings surrounding this, for the most part, are some kind of a industrial type of use. There is an adult use on this side in the red. And then this is the master plan that shows, now this is the city in the part that's not colored, but the rest of it in this blue color is that it's, you know, already zoned for industrial light. So the proposed project before you, and there's a copy of the site plan on your table if it's easier to see, but this is for an electric vehicle charging parking lot. The one and only entrance is here off of Highland. The first exhibit or the first agenda item was for a vacation. That's to allow us to do the detached sidewalks that the county would like to see as you come in for redevelopment. So that means that the sidewalk will no longer be next to the edge of pavement. There will be some landscaping and then the sidewalk and then landscaping. I think this rendering is really the best thing to look at because it gives you an idea of what this would look like. Again, here's the location driveway coming in and off of Highland. Set back with a good distance is the gate to get into the property. It is a gated facility. All the parking spaces that we have will be covered. Again, it's for electric vehicle charging, so there will be the stations, which might be hard to see under the canopy, but it is there. And then we have an operations building on site that kind of sits back here in the corner, almost directly back from where the gate is into the inside of the site. The site itself is surrounded by a wrought iron fence, and the cars will access it similar to like an RFID, but it'll be an automatic gate based upon, you know, it's not open to the public. At this point, it's not anticipated for that. It's anticipated for a single user who has like a fleet of electric vehicle cars. Staff is recommending approval of both items, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Now I move to public comment portion for this item. If you'd like to comment or have questions about this project, please state your name and address and direct all comments and questions to the board. After everyone in the public has had a chance to speak, the applicant will provide input and answers to the questions from the public. Does anybody have any questions at this time?
I want to see the exact location of the item. No.
Oh, sorry, you need to state your name first.
And your address.
And your address.
Ashok Sadin. My property address is 2990 Westwood Drive.
And your question is?
What is the exact location for the project they were talking about?
Okay.
And I don't know. You know, I have the vacant land in behind my property. I was thinking that's the one. I don't know. I want to see. Where it is, Highland, there is only a couple of properties vacant. I want to know which one it is.
Okay.
And also, I did not understand what's the easement, a band-aid or something like that, what they're looking for. There is, we have to guide us a little bit, you know, what the meaning is.
That was one question. Are there any other questions? If there's no other questions, feel free to answer.
So I'll try to do the best I can, and maybe...
Can I come closer to you?
Yeah, it's okay with the...
I guess that's okay.
Yeah,
sure.
I want to see, you know, yes.
So my sense is, when you gave your address, I think you just told me to be next to
okay,
me. Yeah. So my sense is, you gave your address, here's Westwood.
Okay, that way, you know, those the...
Here's Westwood. So you own property somewhere here.
They have a storage place right here.
Are they these storage buildings?
This is your property?
This is the property.
This is
that's the adult use.
Adult, okay, right,
yes.
Right behind me.
So this is you.
That's me.
Okay.
Okay, that's me. Okay.
Okay, so.
That's the one I understand now.
Yes, so the, now we know it's the property that's behind your project.
Right.
This is vacant land right now.
Right,
Let me start with your question about the vacation.
Yeah, okay, what the easement, what you're looking for, the easement, a band-aid or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, so that is only for the property along Highland.
Okay, not on the behind.
Nope, nothing
okay.
to do with behind.
This is the.
That's the.
The vacant.
Yes, correct. That
okay.
We're not doing anything
on,
with that.
Okay.
The county would like to see a sidewalk that is pulled away from the pavement so that a person walking on the sidewalk isn't walking right next to a car.
Okay.
So what the county wants to see is you get the pavement and then the curb, like, and then you see 5 feet of landscaping, then your 5-foot sidewalk, then more landscaping, and then there's our fence. So the vacation, thank you very much.
Yeah, if you look at the rendering here, so I think these are the
that's
storage
correct.
Buildings.
That's
yes.
Right.
And this is the landscaping that she's
yeah.
talking about
okay.
and the sidewalks. So the easements they were asking for were just to put these sidewalks in
that's right.
because that's what the city wants and it makes it nice so people can walk and there's nice landscaping.
No, I understand.
And then
I
inside
you
there
you
have the charging.
I say might be abandoned the backside of the,
no.
the property. That's why it's confusing. All right.
Does it make a question, sir? Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Very good. Okay.
That was helpful. You did better than I did. I should have turned it over to you.
Well, it's really, the rendering is really what makes it.
Yeah, the rendering, you can see it.
How many spots is it?
It's
just
57.
Okay.
I was going to say, now we can open up to the board for questions.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. I'm trying to follow the agenda. Anybody have any questions?
I have no questions. I think it just cleans up that area.
Yeah.
It looks very nice.
Yeah.
I have no questions. Okay. Let's see here. Do I have a motion?
A motion to approve with staff conditions, items 1 and 2.
Okay.
I second the motion to approve with staff conditions for items 1 and 2.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Let's see. Now we move to general business.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
Yes.
No general business.
So no general business. Let's see. Next we have the second portion of comments by the general public. Are there any comments by the general public? No? Okay, the next meeting is July 29th. And meeting is adjourned.
You were great.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.